Brian Breaker.
You're a little whiny baby.
Bane.
Don't assume my gender.
Friends since the seventh grade.
Yeah. You're just a bitch with this phone.
F*** you.
Well, sort of. One professional wrestler and one rapper get together to talk movies, comics, video games, pro wrestling, and anything that makes you say, WTF.
Let's not talk about Bane's ooze.
Harry Potter erotica. Awesome in theory. Kind of a mess in practice.
This is Breaker and Bane's Power Hour.
Yeah. Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. Yeah.
Boy.
Grab a monster, crack it open, let's go. It's time that we start the show, no hesitation, oh no. The most energetic podcast of all of the podcasts. So when you listen to the show, you know that it kicks ass. So when I smash on these cowards like Mario did to Bowser, with the best thing you've encountered since suspenders on trousers. To all the haters, say howdy, make a believer from Dallas. Put in the stake in the shower, breaker and big power hour. Yeah, hello. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are Rolling Sound, another edition of Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. Of course, I am Brian Breaker, being joined by the one and only Big underscore Bane. What's going on, man?
Dude, not a whole lot.
So, we are back, man. 2 weeks in a row.
You know, we're doing good.
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. Last week, you know, we kind of dove into a bunch of stuff, but we kind of talked a lot about streaming services. And one thing I'd like to do with kind of this new format change is kind of give it the energy shot vibe, where we kind of dive into one topic. We can kind of go off of other things, but I'd like to dive into, you know, one topic and kind of move on from there.
Give it the old razzle dazzle.
Is that what we call it now?
That's what I like to call it.
Do you?
Around my house.
Really?
Yeah. Call it the old razzle dazzle.
Well, we got to bring this up because this is topical. You just saw in your old Facebook memories, I guess, that 1 year ago you posted a bit of a hateful sign on your door.
It wasn't hateful. It was informative.
Well, it was about the door-to-door salesman thing, right?
Yeah.
You want to read what it actually said? Because it was pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Let me see if it's still there. Okay. Yeah. I posted, and I quote, if you're selling door-to-door in 2022, your business is shady AF. If you're an unexpected guest, we are not answering the door for you. Have a nice day and tell your bosses to advertise on social media like every other company. Stop knocking and ringing my doorbell.
Pretty fair.
I mean,
there's another one that bothers me, and I'm sure you've seen it before. It's the dude who's with like Dish or DirecTV or whatever, or sometimes Cox. It's at the cable internet service. Yeah, yeah. He's at the electronics department in Walmart.
Yeah.
Dude, bothers the shit out of me.
Yep.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, hey, you ever thought about getting cable? Hey, no.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about it. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't, it's like it forces you to be a jerk.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that, but I'm like, I don't want this. I will literally walk the long way just to avoid those people.
At me and the wife have the Sam's membership, and at there, like right in front of the electronics, and it's like the main aisle where they stay. Like they have like somebody who's like talking, it's like talking phones. I don't know what company they're with, but they're trying to convince you to upgrade your phone.
Like your cell phone?
Your cell phone. Yeah. I don't know if they're with AT&T or who they're with, but like, we walk past like away from them and then to the aisle over, because we always go where the electronic is. It sits in front of where the groceries is. And so like we walk around him to go back to the grocery section. And it's like, we go out of our way to avoid him because like, I don't want to have to,
you don't have to deal with it.
Well, and it's not that like, we could just keep walking and be like, no, we're good. You know, but like,
it's forcing you to either brush off someone.
Right.
Or to just avoid them. That's your choices.
Or you sit there for 30 minutes and waste both of your times and then say, I'm good after that politely. But then you're also the jerk for like wasting 30 minutes of his time because he could have sold it to somebody else. So it's like, there's really no good option, you know?
I was at Branson, Missouri last year, and we bought show tickets online for this show. Because, I mean, you know, again, you don't have to go places to buy them anymore. It's all online.
Right.
And the place is like, oh, you have to pick them up at this place. And I'm like, what? Why can't you just e-ticket us? You know, that's what I'm thinking, right? Like,
right.
Well, that's stupid. But it's like, that's down the street. We'll go pick them up. So we go there. Hey, we're here to pick up for this magic show or whatever. And I go, okay, yeah, we got your information. Here's your tickets. And they're like, what other shows are you seeing? I'm like, oh, well, we're going to see this. We're going to see that. Oh, how much you pay for those tickets? It's like, oh, I don't know, this much. We can get you half price. I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And then it's like, they start going through the whole deal. Like, how many would you like? And like, well, we have X number of people, which is like 8 or 9 or something. And basically what they were getting into is, now if you go sit in this 90-minute presentation.
Oh, God.
And it's like the guy couldn't even sell it without kind of like laughing.
Right.
Because he knew it was a joke. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to give me a good deal. I should have known.
Right.
Absolutely not. Not doing a 90-minute presentation. I'm on vacation. Why the hell would I do that?
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, yeah, you know, like, yeah. I don't know. Like,
I'm trying to work, bud.
And I get it, but it's like, good Lord. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I hate the gimmicky shit. It's
I just do too.
Stupid. And yeah. It's like, no, I would rather pay full price than I have to deal with this. Mm-hmm. But because you guys are so lame and didn't do e-tickets, like, here I am, you know, I don't know.
I just hate commission-based jobs.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And I feel bad for the guy because it's like, damn, what a hell of a business. You know?
No, so my job is part commission, right? Like, so like I have a base salary and then I can make commission on top of that. That's different. Like, I'm all for that, but, like, when your job is strict commission, I hate that because, like, you have to push stuff because that's your whole thing. So you have to be aggressive. You have to be kind of weird.
Yeah.
To make money.
It's sales.
And I hate it. Like, I think that is stupid.
It's kind of like, I don't know, I worked as a waiter, but I still think tipping is, like, a insane business.
Well, waiters and waitresses should get paid fairly, I think.
Also, too, though, I was reading somewhere, I don't know if we talked about this on the show necessarily, but it was like Starbucks was one and some other bigger companies where if you know, it'll say like, I don't know if you're Starbucks too much, but I'm sure you're aware. If you go there or your coffee, it'll say, do you want to leave a tip? And it'll actually have, because I'm sure you pay with a card, it'll have on there like 10, 15, 20%, whatever you want to tip. And not all of that goes to the employees.
Yeah.
A percentage actually goes to Starbucks.
Yeah.
And it's like, if people knew that, they would never do that.
Oh, I know. It's like, it makes you kind of want to go back to carrying cash.
Yeah.
Just so if you're going to tip, you can just physically hand it to them.
Well, and then like the other day, this has been a while, but me and my dad ordered some pizza from Domino's and their delivery fee gets pretty outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
So we just went to go pick it up. And
but it has the tip option on there.
And pick it up. They're like, it's going to ask you a question. Of course, my dad can't see it as well. Right. And he's like looking, and I was like, no. And he's like, do I tip? I mean, we're picking up our pizza. I'm like,
right.
No. Like, and maybe that's just me, but I'm like,
Yeah. If I'm picking it up, I don't tip.
Yeah.
Because like they did the bare minimum on their job. Like if I'm looking at that wrong, I'm sorry, but like they did what they're paid to do.
Or if I do tip, it's like, I'll throw a dollar
or
something. I don't know. Like it's a weird thing that you have to do that now.
Yeah.
There's a place called Crumble Cookie. Yeah. I'm sure you've heard of, and it's kind of this new fad of like these really big cookies.
Sorry, it's overpriced, but
oh yeah. Very overpriced, and it's not that good, in my opinion. But anyway, I remember my mom was really liking it because, you know, my mom has to deal with her, you know, being diabetic and stuff, but she gets one meal or one day a week where she can kind of cheat. So she likes to get, you know, Crumble Cookies and things like that. But anyway, so she was going there. And, you know, they have the app, of course, you can buy it on the app and all that stuff. But it actually has a tip on there, and it'll say, like, 100% of your tip goes to the bakers.
Yeah.
Right. Which I'm like,
why wouldn't it?
Exactly. That, but, like, just the verbiage of that makes you think, like, what the hell? Like, where the hell else would it go, you know? Like,
not here to tip the corporate.
Yeah, you're throwing $3 to some corporate stooge. Congratulations.
Right.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. And then their app, how it works is when you go to place an order, it automatically is, like, $3.
Yeah.
You have to purposely go in and enter zero. I'm like, good God. I don't know. Like that's a weird tangent to get on, but it gets irritating.
Well, speaking of apps, so we order Taco Bell through the app quite a bit. And right now Taco Bell, this is totally random, but it just made me think of it. Taco Bell has their, nacho fries back right now, right? But like, you can't order those through the app for some reason. And every time we've tried, it says like your location doesn't sell these, you know, so we're
going to,
it does, because when we pull up there, like it's, they have it on the menu. We can order through the drive through, all that. So
their app is kind of shitty, if I remember right.
It's, well, it's, I've never had an issue with it until this happened. So anyway, like, Steph sent him an email saying like, hey, your app is saying that, you know, we can't order nacho fries through the app because it's not at the location, but it is. And so like, they didn't respond or anything to it. They didn't fix the problem. They just sent her a gift card for like $20 to get Taco Bell. And it's like, okay, well, that's good, I guess.
Here's why I don't use the Taco Bell app. Cause I was working, it was nights. It was about 11 o'clock. I needed food.
Oh, you've told me about this.
Yeah. I don't know if I tell it on the show.
I don't know if you did or not.
It's a hell of a story. So if you haven't heard it, fasten your seatbelts. So I order my food on the app,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'm on the way or I'm ready to pick up or whatever. Right. Do it exactly like it wants. Pull through the drive-through line. It's a long line because it's like, you know, late night munchies. Yep. Nothing else is open.
Right.
Finally get to the speaker and tell them like, yeah, I'm here to pick up something from the app. Oh, okay, go ahead and pull on around. I get there and they're like, oh, what's the name? I told them, oh, we don't have that ready yet. I'm like, I put on there like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we didn't see that. We have to pull around to the front. And I'm like, holy shit. And I've already paid for it through the app. So Now I'm kind of committed, right?
Right.
So I pull all the way around. 20 minutes later.
Oh, Jesus.
He comes finally walking through, brings me my food. And I ordered one of the things was a combo, so it came with a Sprite. Mm-hmm. Which I don't drink pop too often, but yeah. You know, this came with one. So I was like, yeah, I'll take a Sprite. That'll be fine. He was all about there. He's like, what about my Sprite? He goes, oh, did I not give that to you? And I'm like, are you shitting me? And I'm like, no, you did not. And he's like, oh, let me go get it. He goes to walk back inside. The door's locked. He's locked out. I'm just like, fuck this. I just left. I was like, good God. Like, it was such a terrible experience. I was like, I cannot ever go to Taco Bell for like 6 months at least.
Well, and that was the one in Sand Springs, right?
Yeah.
Dude, everything in that town is just dog shit.
Oh God.
It's like,
although people are telling me the Taco Bueno is getting better.
Really?
Cause it was so bad. It's been so bad for so long, but that's what I've been seeing on, I'm in like a couple of
local groups.
Yeah. And that's the big rumor. It's like, it's getting better. Maybe there's new management because dude, it was scuzzy for a long time.
You just couldn't eat there anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was like, probably like if you were going to eat there, it was last resort.
Yeah.
You know, or like you did not have enough gas to get anywhere else.
Right. Yeah. It was bad. And that used to kind of be a go-to for me.
Yeah. Well, especially in high school, dude, we used to eat there all the time.
Oh yeah.
But we mainly order through the app because of the rewards.
Oh, there you go. That's smart.
Like, Steph get like now where I think we're on the fire tier reward or something like that with Taco Bell. And Steph likes to get those cheesy gordita crunches. And
dude, that's one of my favorites.
We can get it for free.
Nice.
Like pretty much every time we order, we get a new one for free. And then at Chick-fil-A, if you order through their app, you kind of like boost up your rewards. And I think once you get past that first tier and get into the second tier, that like every now and then they'll just give you like something for free. Like,
oh, nice.
Like last week or the week before, we got like a free cookie.
Oh, nice.
I was like, that's cool. Plus, you can also cash in points for, you know, free items and stuff like that. Like, that's my thing is just like, I want to get the free stuff. Like,
well, that's why I did the Dutch Brothers app.
Yeah, I do that one too, yeah.
Because, and I don't even go there very often, but because you do get the free drink every so often.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And one thing I do, and I think I've talked about this before, I learned this through some like random video I saw on TikTok, is I put different birthdays in every single one of these apps. So all throughout the year, I'm getting like little free things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I can't remember who, it was some
Bane video. Bane ain't no fool.
It was some video I saw on TikTok pointed that out like, you'll get free stuff from every one of these places if you just do a different birthday. So I started doing it and sure as shit.
Yeah, because like, I'm not going to double verify it.
No, I think like 2 months ago, I got like, it was my, like in March, it was like my half birthday at Dutch Brothers. So I got a free drink.
Nice.
Yeah. And so, and then in August, which is actually like right around my daughter's birthday, I'll get like another free drink.
Beautiful.
So I'm like, that's pretty genius.
Bane has beaten the system.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, get free stuff.
That's right. So I wanted to also talk today about subscription crates because this was like a huge fad, say 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's died a lot.
Yeah, I think I was subscribed to like two or three of them.
And yeah, and you don't really, I know, well, NECA was doing like the loot crates with the NECA turtles, and that was a big thing. And like loot crate itself was huge. And on all these crates, like they had a WWE Slam crate. I don't even know if loot crate's around anymore, is it?
Let's look it up. I don't know if it is or not.
But, and then, you know, obviously if people have listened to the show for a while know that me and you are both really into Funko.
Yep.
And so I remember signing up for the DC Funko box.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh man, it comes with an exclusive Mr. Freeze from Batman the Animated Series. That's amazing. I definitely want that. Yeah. And it really was like not a bad deal because of the stuff you got. I was like, that's kind of cool, you know? And then I did the Marvel one and there was a few others, but it became one of those things where these crates, like the Funko one specifically came with two things that I did not care about, a patch and a pin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never big into the pins. I know you were into them for a little bit, but you know, they weren't for everybody.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I don't really need those. The comic book was kind of fun. The shirt was always, you know, you can wear a shirt, and then the Funko was great, but it's like a lot of stuff you don't need.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling crates, another one, a lot of stuff I didn't need, but subscription crates, I feel like were like a huge deal because of the possibilities of what you got. But I feel like that's really dwindling down too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I think it gets to a point where I think with a lot of those crates, there would really only be one thing in there that you actually wanted.
Yeah.
And everything else was just kind of crap. And like, at least in my experience, it got to a point where I just had so much stuff that I didn't need and didn't want that I just had to like stop it because mm-hmm. I was basically only getting it for the t-shirt and that collectible figure. Like, cause I did the Slam crate, the WWE Slam crate. And like, I got it for the t-shirt and the collectible figure. And then I ended up getting all this stupid stuff that I didn't want. And like, I think there was that one time I got the Enzo Amore cups. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Well, like it was like the bag, right?
Yeah. Well, the bag,
like the lunch bag.
Yes. Yeah. And I used that but it came with cups too, though. Like there were like clear plastic cups and it had like one had a regular WWE microphone and the other one had the Enzo Amore microphone on it. And then, there was one time it also came with, coasters like that were in the shape of the WWE championships.
Yeah.
And it's like technically useful stuff, but like, I'm not going to use this as home decor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this is kind of like dumb.
In one of the Marvel crates, I got a Deadpool taco holder.
Now I would use the shit out of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. One of the last, those TMNT crates were such a joke because like they took so long to get, I think they were like almost a year and a half late, but most people ordered them for the figures. But I remember in the last one, I got a chef apron.
Okay.
And I got a Krang oven mitt.
Now you would think the chef apron would have been Krang.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's like his mouth was like the, I don't know. Okay. Like,
I mean, I just would have thought that the chef apron would have made more sense because you have Krang on the front.
I agree. But it's just like, wow, that's a weird set of shit right there. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know. I'm just hoping for like t-shirts and, you know, hats, like stuff I could actually wear. But
right.
It's, I don't know. Very strange.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I remember there was one time where, I think that was actually the last time I got the Slam crate. It had the Bray Wyatt socks. And I was like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
You know, I love Bray Wyatt, but like, I don't need his sublimated socks, you know?
So loot crate's still in business. They have a few different ones. Cause I thought that they were going out of business, but apparently they're still.
Well, they filed chapter 11 bankruptcy, right? Isn't that what ended up happening with them?
Yeah. So apparently they do a few different crates. They have loot crate, loot anime, loot fright. They also have this one, which is Loot Tees, where they just send you a t-shirt every month.
Now, see, I would be okay with that as long as you knew what the t-shirt was.
Well, you don't know what the t-shirt is.
Okay.
Well, let's look into it here.
I don't need that.
Get an exclusive pop culture t-shirt inspired by your favorite movies, TV shows, video games, comics, and more delivered to your door every month. $13.99 plus shipping.
That's not bad.
It's not. And the shirt they're showing on here is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Okay.
They show a Invader Zim shirt.
So basically all Hot Topic stuff.
Ghostbusters shirt, a Predator shirt, Star-Lord, Venom, you know, your typical so on and so forth. Amazon even does shirt subscriptions. Have you seen that?
Do they?
Yeah, they have one of like Masters of the Universe, Marvel, DC. I think they probably do WWE, but I don't know. Those are like $20 a month. But again, it's like, do you really want a shirt that you don't
even know.
Yeah.
And all the reviews were like not very good. Like this shirt kind of sucks, like design wise. So I don't know. The concept of not knowing what you're getting is kind of fun, but I don't know. Other than that, it's just kind of seems weird.
Yeah, I think so. And it's, I don't know, a lot of it's just unnecessary, but it, you know, it's a smart tactic business wise because it sounds like a good deal for all this stuff. But it's a mystery box full of crap you don't want.
Well, so I actually re-upped Pro Wrestling Crate for the first time in like 3 years. Because I found at the Vintage Toy Mall, the Harley Race Micro Brawler.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, that's effing cool. So I bought it. I was like, I kind of want some more Micro Brawlers. And so their crate's like $35, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm like, two shirts, a Micro Brawler, a couple other items. I'm like, okay, I'll pick it up. And so I've only gotten one in since I re-upped it. The Micro Brawler was Matt Sydal, which is like, okay, that's fine. Although everyone's expecting this next month to be Hayabusa.
That would be cool.
Yeah. So I'm like, that would be pretty freaking cool. But yeah. So he was the Micro Brawler. The shirts were Claudio and the Road Warriors.
Okay.
Both those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
The 8x10 was William Regal.
Okay.
I think there was a John Moxley sticker and the pin, I don't remember who that was, but that's like what it came with. And I think like one more thing. No, the sticker was, I don't know, but it wasn't that great. I remember I was like, eh, okay, that's fine. I'll look it up, see if I can remember everything. It's one of those things I look at it like, well, if I can get, you know, a couple of shirts and a Micro Brawler, maybe I'll call that a win.
Yeah.
And just kind of go with it. But, I got an Acclaimed pin. That's who it was.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it was, there's something from the Lucha Brothers. I don't remember. I don't have a clue what that was, but yeah, I don't know. A lot of it's just not that impressive anymore. So I feel like, you know, like with Loot Crate, they're probably starting to realize like this business isn't working.
Yeah.
Cause I think that the idea of the surprise is kind of wearing off with people.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, because they realize that it's mostly just shit.
Yeah.
You know, like it's probably time to, like, everybody knows it's snake oil. So it's probably time to, you know, move to a new town.
Yeah. When you were doing the WWE Slam Crate, how long did you do that for?
I feel like, because it was every other month.
Which is not as bad. I guess Pro Wrestling Crate's going to that.
Yeah, I think it was every other month. So I want to say I did it for close to a full year.
About 6 crates or so?
I think so. But I know I at least did it for 4 times because, like, they had those little figurines, and then each month you got, like, a corner of a ring. And I know I have a full ring, so I at least did it 4 times, but I think I did it, like, at least 5 or 6.
They have a few of those figures at the Vintage Toy Mall now.
Do they? Like, yeah. Those figures were cool. Like, I mean,
it was fun, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, like, they all looked good. If I had a place to actually display them, I probably would, but, like,
they're kind of cartoony, which I thought was fun.
Yeah, but, like, I just don't. Like, other than that, like, the figures and the t-shirts sucked because they were all that, like, real stiff t-shirt, but kind of like Pro Wrestling tees, unless you get the soft style.
Yeah. Do you remember which ones you got? Like, which?
All of them were dog shit. Were they? Yeah. I mean, like, some people might not have thought so, but, like, to me, like, I got, like, a Sasha Banks shirt. I got a Alexa Bliss shirt. I don't even remember the other shirts I got.
See, like, if you could, like, focus it, like, I only want legends, you know, right. Like, I think that would be better. Like, yeah. I think you'd be more up for a, you know, Mankind or Legion of Doom shirt over,
yeah,
you know, Sasha Banks. Nothing against her. It's just, it's embarrassing to wear.
Well, it wasn't even, like, a cool Sasha Banks shirt. It was, like, it had, like, a gold chain on the front that said, like, I'm the boss or something like that. It's like, oh, this is, like, Walmart.
Yeah.
White trash right here.
Yeah.
And then the Alexa Bliss shirt. The Alexa Bliss shirt wasn't terrible, but it's still not something I would have ever worn.
Right.
I
remember one of the things you got is a Rowdy Roddy Piper towel that looked like a kilt.
That still gets used.
Which, yeah. I mean, it's a towel. Like, people don't have to see that. But that's just such a weird thing, yeah. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it would be something like, I mean, the kids use it for, you know, just a bath towel, but, like, that's something I would take to the beach, you know what I mean? Or yeah. Like, you know, the swimming pool. But, like I said, like, there were some things that they gave that were kind of useful, but for the most part, it was just kind of dog shit items.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very interesting how those crates work, but do you think we'll ever see, like, a resurgence of those again?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we need to.
I don't think we do. Like, I'll be honest, that Loot Crate shirt thing is kind of like, oh, That's fun, but it's like, do I need a shirt I don't even want to wear?
Right.
No, I don't.
I mean, I guess you could start a Goodwill pile, you know what I mean?
But that's like, what it becomes. It's right. Like, this shirt kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I want to know if Amazon still has their t-shirt clubs, because they had those for a while. And, you know, while that seemed like a fun idea, I don't know.
Amazon has like a whole like print-on-demand service.
So they have a Star Wars shirt club, Pokemon shirt club, Marvel shirt club, okay, Looney Tunes shirt club, Outdoors shirt club, Disney shirt club, Nick Rewind shirt club. That might be kind of fun.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Dungeons and Dragons shirt club, Mickey and Friends shirt club, Harry Potter shirt club, Peanuts, Star Trek.
They have all kinds of
DC shirt clubs. Comics, Pixar, Naruto, Stranger Things, Sanrio. I have no idea what that is. Rick and Morty, The Beatles, The Legend of Vox Machina. I don't know. Magic the Gathering, Barbie, The Office. That might be kind of fun.
Yeah.
MTV, South Park, Dad Jokes, Avatar, Game of Thrones, Masters of the Universe, SpongeBob SquarePants, Jeep, Hot Wheels.
So they have a lot.
A lot. I did not realize it would be that many.
That's crazy.
Hmm.
I'd rock a Hot Wheels shirt.
They still have the Funko Marvel Collector Core box, too. $29.99.
Okay.
Looks like you get... It doesn't really say. Pass boxes are pops, a pint glass, a t-shirt. I guess that's not terrible. But, yeah. I don't know, man. It's a... Again, like if you're wanting like an office t-shirt, just buy the one you want, right? Because it's probably not going to be a good one.
That's just it. It's like I don't like the idea of getting something that I don't know what I'm getting. You know what I mean? Like
especially as a t-shirt.
Yeah, like it was a fun novelty for like a little bit, like when I was doing the slam crate. But like I didn't, like I think I did the regular loot crate like once or twice. But that one time I got like a TMNT shirt and it was supposed to be an XL and it fit like it was like a schmedium. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is not working out for me.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's very interesting because it's, I feel like it's hard to get five to seven items that you would actually use.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah,
I think like, I remember one of the pro wrestling crates, I got a Britt Baker toothbrush.
Okay.
I'm like, well, that's, okay, I guess that's fine, yeah, but that's so weird. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just these, but I mean, I guess you could like, oh, it's a toothbrush, I can use that, you know? So,
I
get,
well, and I think at one of the slam crates, I got a coffee mug that was a Kurt Angle coffee mug, but it just said, you suck. And it's like, all right.
I got a Thanos coffee mug that when you got hot liquid in it, all the stones.
No, that's cool as shit.
Lit up, you know?
Is that was kind of fun. Is it awkward to drink out of though? Because I know some of those, like, now is it just smooth or is it shaped like a fist? Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I was thinking it was shaped like his fist, because I know some of those that are shaped like awkward.
I have an Iron Man mug that's shaped like his head.
Yeah.
And it lips in, so it's very hard to drink out of.
Yeah.
You dribble all the time.
It's like those are more for novelty and display. Like, you know, I wouldn't actually use those.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I think stuff like that, you're like, okay, like an oven mitt. Like, I would never buy a Krang oven mitt, but it's like, okay.
I got it. I'll use it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You know? So it's, I think that's been the whole thing with those. They're just so goofy, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do? Like, honestly, like, I remember buying a Simpsons patch from, like, FYE when I was in high school. It was, like, the Pen Pals.
Okay.
And I put it on my book bag. I hand sewed it on there, and I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah. But
it's really not.
Right.
I don't know. So. Gotta love the weird subscription crates. But if you're listening to the show and you subscribe to Subscription Crate, let us know.
What you're absolutely into.
Well, another subscription crate, to throw this out there, it's just not really a subscription, but IVP Videos, he does the mystery Blu-rays.
Okay.
They're not month to month, it's just every month, but he does like a mystery Blu-ray and three DVDs, and he has two sets, one's $19.99, one's $15.99. Mm-hmm. But dude, I got a Blu-ray one time, it was the best of Demolition.
Now that's cool.
It was like a lot of their WWF matches because he can't really sell that on the website. I'm like, that's freaking cool.
Yeah, that's
really he's cool. Doing more like mystery Blu-rays where it's like he doesn't say what it is, but like one's the whole like Sting versus Ric Flair saga. And I'm like,
that's cool.
That's fun. So yeah. I think stuff like that's cool because like, you know it's like you're going to get something fun. But
yeah.
I don't know. The whole concept of subscription crates these days I feel like are kind of dying a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
But anything else you want to add, man?
Man, I think that's it.
Make sure to check us out, BBPH918 on our social medias. Check out the other podcast, TV Toycast, Saturday Morning Rumble Wheel, No Holds Barred with Bill Benis. Check out Bane's new single, Blood on the Stilettos, which you can find on all the places you get your tunes, plus all his other albums and singles are available as well. Anything else, man?
That's it.
Thank you guys for checking out Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. I'm Brian Breaker.
I'm Bane.
We'll see you guys in 7 days.
Easy.
Yeah. One more time. It ain't over till I say it's over. So lock the cage up, cause this is a takeover. The wait's over. If this the final time we meet, then you'll be on your back on my feet. Then I'll tip the cage over as a hangover. I'm super fly, so I can splash off the top, and I can shut down the shop. Like Randy Savage, I'm the cream of the crop, and I'm always gonna rise to the top. People's champ like The Rock. I do not give a fuck, so let that shit drop. Man, I'm so over.
Dope pistols.
What'd you think?
It's good. It was really good. Pretty good.
That son of a bitch, Eric Barker.
You son of a bitch.
Can't dig it. Sicko.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Perfect.
Put it on the internet.